one of the best known and beloved bands. They're known for getting people who hate country to make an exception on their behalf. An exercise in American eclectic gritty, dirty, and good. Dark, sinister, and unbelievably brilliant. Those are just a few attempts to describe the powerhouse that is 500 Miles to Memphis. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. 500 Miles to Memphis frontman Ryan Mallott has been at it for some 15 years now, and they're back with a brand new CD, Blessed Be the Damned. The release party happens January 26th at Southgate House Revival in Newport, and Ryan Mallott is here to tell us all about it. Welcome and congratulations on the new record, Ryan.
Oh, thank you so much, and it is an honor to be here. Like I was just saying, I listen to you guys daily, and it's very cool to be here, so thank you.
Good, glad to have you. How many albums is this now for the band?
Well, this is number 5. We have 2 live albums and 1 EP, so that's a lot.
Yeah, it is. And where did these songs come from? Who writes in the band?
Well, I've written everything. And with this album, we decided to make it more collaborative. So everyone in the band has a stake in this one. So we all just shared, you know, I would record demos, send them out, just like spitball ideas off each other. Noah Sugarman, the bassist, and I were probably the linchpin behind everything. Like, we really were pushing everyone to get involved. But this is my first time co-writing with Noah. It's been great. I've been doing it on my own for a long time, and not for some ego reason or not. I think just out of necessity, because everyone's busy. But this time, it was just like, hey, let's try something different. And I had a vision in mind of what I wanted it to sound like. Just kind of shared that with everyone and came up with this album. And to me, it's the most important one in my book.
I was talking yesterday with a musician who has done a similar thing, wrote by himself for a long time and started collabing with his band. And he said, it's great as long as you're willing to let your babies be murdered.
I definitely wouldn't say that. You have to get the ego out of the way, and you have to be willing to take criticism. Sometimes that's really hard, especially mm-hmm. with something, you know, I've been writing songs since I was a kid, and I've never really had criticism. You know, it's just you bring the songs to practice, you learn them, and you play them. This was the first time that it's like, hey, man, this lyric's not good, or this melody's not jiving for me, or maybe you ought to do this, or hey, take this entire song and just throw it away, and let's not talk about it ever again.
Wow, brutal.
Yeah, very brutal, but it was great. It was a good experience for me, just kind of gut check a little bit. The album's better for it.
Everything on the record, original?
Yeah, everything.
What period of time do the songs cover?
Oh, well, we turned it around pretty quickly, which I think is another benefit of co-writing. So we started writing this album last October, and by January, we had almost written the entire album and booked studio time and got into the studio in May, and now here we are.
Where did you record?
This place, Gwen Sound. It's on the corner of 6th and Main, downtown Cincinnati. Adam Plyman, he's the head engineer there, and he did our second record back in 2007, the one that kind of put us on the map, and he was interning at that studio at the time, and we were about the same age, so we kind of came up together in the music scene, and, you know, he went more the studio route, and I went more the live performance route, and we just stayed in touch over the years. And when it came time to pick a studio for this one, I just gave him a call. I mean, he had just gotten nominated for a Grammy, and I thought, like, eh, we're buddies. I don't know if he's going to be into it or not. And he jumped at it. He was a big part of the collaboration, too. It was great to work there.
Is 500 Miles to Memphis the same lineup it's always been?
Almost. Not quite.
Who's in the band these days?
These days, we have David Rhodes Brown.
What band doesn't have David Rhodes Brown?
Well, that's a good question. He's a legend in these parts and plays with everyone. So David Rhodes Brown, Aaron Whalen, Noah Sugarman, Kevin Hogel, Nathan Hickey, and myself.
And the name?
So when I graduated high school, I went to UC for a bit, and all I wanted to do was just be in a band and tour. So I dropped out, and I moved to Dallas, Texas with a friend of mine and sort of got my taste for country music and saw the parallels between punk rock and country and how similar they were, and discovered some of my favorite bands down there while I was living there, and started 500 Miles to Memphis, came home. But the name itself, on that road trip to Dallas, there was a mile marker sign outside of Memphis. It was like 20 miles to Memphis. And I'm like, huh, that's got a cool ring to it. And I just kind of kept it in the back of my head. And then about a year later, when I started the band, I just remembered that. And then I punched it into Google, like, how far is Bethel, Ohio, from, which is my hometown, to Memphis? And it was like 498. Perfect. 500. There it is. That's the band name.
Close enough.
Yeah, which is a pain in the butt. Coming up with band names sucks. It's the worst. Because, I mean, sometimes you're going to come up with bad names, and you got to live with them.
Like Hootie and the Blowfish.
Sure. But, you know, it's so funny. That's a terrible name. But after so much time, it's just like that name just becomes normal. It's not weird at all.
I mean,
like Pearl Jam. Oh, gross. That's not a good name. But they've been at it for 30 years, and you don't think of it. It's just a name. You know,
just a name. Ryan Mallott is the name of my guest. He is the frontman and songwriter, one of the songwriters, with 500 Miles to Memphis. They've got a brand new record out. Ryan, how has your songwriting changed over the years you've been with the band?
I would say it's gotten more introspective.
You mentioned having a couple of kids at home. That changes things, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's definitely gotten more introspective. I think in the beginning stages, we were very much a punk rock party band. The songs reflected that, and they were a lot about alcohol and drugs and partying and heartbreak and breakups and that, the same thing you do in your 20s. You know, like, it's just what you sing about. So as we got older, you know, just started living life more and just writing about what we know. So this new one delves a little more into religion, faith, or lack thereof, alcohol, drug abuse, love, life, children, just all positive stuff. It's all very hopeful stuff.
What do you got planned for the big release show on January 26th?
Man, that is going to be a blast. So we have a killer lineup. A lot of really great local bands, a lot of really good regional bands. I don't want to name any names because I don't want to play favorites, but there are, I mean, I think about 15 bands on the bill. We've got three stages. It's a whole house show. And as far as our show, we're going to have some special guests jump up and play with us that I don't want to announce yet, but we're excited. We're nervous too.
When and where is the show?
Okay, so the Cincinnati CD release party is January 26th at the Southgate House Revival.
And then are you going to tour to promote this new record?
Yeah. Yeah. So actually the first date on the tour is January 24th in Nashville. And then we just kind of stay out from there.
Where are you headed?
Kind of keeping it in the region. So like basically Nashville to Chicago, maybe go down to Dallas for a little bit. But there are so many cities in a 500-mile radius. Being a band from Cincinnati is wonderful because you can, in, you know, 4 or 5 hour drive, get to a pretty major city, play your gig.
Yeah, and then there's technology. How's that affected your career?
The best. It's the best. Just from an organizational standpoint, you know, you could make the argument that the digital streaming age has ruined music for all of us. For some of us, I disagree. I think that supply has met demand, finally. People are hungry for new music, and not everyone has the time to go to their local record store and throw down the cash for however many albums. So you really miss out on a lot of amazing music because you don't have any access to hear it. But now in this age, we give it away. I mean, we're giving away our music.
And selling t-shirts, right?
Yeah, we don't make money on the music anymore. It's impossible. If you license a song to commercials, that's great. You can make your money there. But it's all about the live performance. That's why it's so important for those of you who are music fans to get out and go see live music. I mean, not just me. Yeah, please come see me. Absolutely come see me. But support the local scene. You know, and there is a lot of good support in this town. But it is so important because that is the only way that bands make a living. You have to sell those tickets.
And who did your artwork? Because this one looks kind of like one of your other records. You have the same artist,
one,
or is it you?
No, I've done a few of them myself. But this one was a tattoo artist friend of mine in Lafayette, Indiana. He's incredible. He does old school vintage tattoos. We were at a show one evening. We were just talking. And I was just like, we got this new record coming out. I think you would do a great job. So I just told him some ideas. And that's what he came back with. And it was great. And we just collaborated on it. Yeah, but it's a totally separate artist, yeah.
How many songs on the record?
11.
11 brand new original songs. The album is entitled Blessed Be the Damned. It will drop on January 26th with a huge release party at the Southgate House Revival in Newport. My guest has been Ryan Mallott, and you can see him and 500 Miles to Memphis, January 26th at the Southgate House. For a link to their music, visit WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal. Ryan, good luck with the record.
Thank you very much, Elaine.
Follow me down the mountain. We can sing the blues. The thought of losing you made me shiver. Then you came back and washed me in the river.